This is Life Change Weekend. Welcome to Dino Padron Ministries interview program, which highlights the life-changing message of Jesus Christ in action. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And now, to introduce his guest, here's Dr. Dino Padron.
I'm delighted you're listening in to Life Change Weekend. Thank you for listening in. I hope your weekend's been going well, and we are looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us today, a very unique program, I think, that will really touch your hearts as we get into it. I do want to remind you that you can get a copy of the book, The Beginning, which is the book that takes us back to the early days of Christianity and how it began. It took a year to write that book, and there's a lot of work cited in that book. It's a book that I wrote a couple of years ago, and the Lord has blessed that book. Takes us from Jesus on the Sea of Galilee, then right through the early days of Christianity, and why the faith of the Christian is literally the number one religion in the world, but so many lives have been changed. I hope you get the book. You can get it by simply going to DinoPadronMinistries.com and get that book, and we'll talk more about it today. But I'm so glad to have on our program today Dale and Faith Ingram. We are delighted when we come to you with our weekend programs that we have sometimes somebody's testimony, sometimes people talk about their ministry. All of these various guests that we bring on, we want to help you be attached somewhere to them because they can help you in your lives. And so the weekend edition really isn't so much about our ministry as it is about other ministries. And today we have a very interesting discussion, and I want to share with you that this discussion today, I think, can really transform a lot of lives. You know, the word abuse is something that has come up into our society. It means the improper uses or treatment of a person. Legally, it speaks about physical, sexual, or mental injury. And abuse can be physically, it can be verbally, it can be assault, it can be sexual, it can be any number of these things. And it's kind of interesting. I was just in a motel a couple days ago, and I saw there on the desk in my room someone speaking about sex trafficking and watching out for that, I guess, in that community. And I can remember even 10 years ago, you never heard of much about something like that. I had a board member of our college one time give me a book on sex trafficking and said, "You need to read this." And I read some of it, and I was astounded at what was taking place. Well, our couple today are committed to help people, and they've done a lot of research and study on this. And Dale and Faith Ingram, glad to have you both on. Faith, I'll ask you this in case Dale gets it wrong, okay? How long have you two been married?
36 years.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful time. Now, I met you both, if I remember correctly, Dale and Faith, I met you at the college, Davis College. I would come in and speak, yeah. And you were a student there. Now, you were married then, too, back in those days. I remember there was a group of you guys, Dale, that really looked like you were going out and change the world for God. You had a real heart for God. Remember those days?
I do remember those days. You were still pastoring in Chambersburg, and you'd come up and speak. Yes.
Yeah, they were good times, really good times. Now, how many children do you have, Faith?
We have five.
Five children. How many grandchildren?
12.
12. Now, are you like a lot of people who say you wish that you had them first, or did you like the order they came in?
Well, yeah, they're all great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's just wonderful. Now, Dale, you pastored for how many years?
I've been a pastor since 1983. I graduated from practical in May of 1983, and I had my first church in October of that year, so I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm. 22 years old, and so the Lord, I know the Lord blessed you in those ministries, but now you're in a different ministry, and so I want you to tell us a little bit about your story.
So Faith will share a little bit about her story in just a second, but we started this ministry, Speaking Truth from Love Ministries, in 2008 when we did our first pastor's conference. Now, I was still pastoring the Curtis Baptist Bible Church in Campbell, New York. And the church had worked through a very difficult issue. We were dealing actually with Faith's dad. And because of that, the church really saw the need for this ministry to address the issue of abuse. And so they gave us a lot of freedom to travel and speak at conferences and to speak in churches on Sundays. So that's really the roots of it. It started back in 2008. You know, our hearts to go into churches or speak at conferences or even groups of survivors on the issues of abuse and helping churches respond well to both abuse and abuse survivors.
Mm-hmm. My story is kind of what launched us into this ministry. I was born into a pastor's home, and I came to know Christ as my Savior when I was 5. But when I was 9, my father chose to abuse his authority over me, and he began to sexually abuse me, and the abuse lasted until I was 18. And I never told anyone. I was suffering in silence, so to speak. And then after Dale and I got married, I just felt like the abuse was behind me and I was going on with my life. And then my dad abused my niece in 2006, and God kind of woke us up to the fact that we hadn't been equipped in dealing with abuse as a church or as a family. And God just pressed it upon our hearts. And it was that time that I started my healing journey for real, you know, just kind of bring God working in and through us. We realized that the church has not been equipped to deal with these difficult issues of domestic violence and abuse, sexual abuse, child abuse, because they were always like swept under the rug, or, you know, we don't want to talk about that. We pretended like those issues did not exist in the Christian community. And God showed us the need to do that.
Yeah, and I've talked to both of you on numerous occasions that we've shared together, and I so admire, Faith, you telling your story, and I admire you both going into this ministry that you're going into. Again, I've been in the ministry over 50 years, and I suppose this was just very strong back in those days, but nobody talked about it in those early days.
Yeah.
But nowadays, yeah, it's coming to the forefront, which is important because there's healing that needs to be found, and also the perpetrator needs to be stopped in what they're doing. And also, it really has opened up ministry. And you've taken quite a step of faith, both of you, to go into this ministry. Now, again, tell us the name of the ministry.
So it's speakingtruthandlove.org is the website, Speaking Truth Love Ministries. You know, it's our heart is to share the truth, and it's a difficult topic, but we do it in love. That's our goal.
Yeah, now, Dale, I do want you to give us a number. Now, as we go through this program, there'll be people who say, I need to talk to them. And so give us your number. And I want you to do that several times. And if I forget to ask you, just keep giving it where they can get hold of you at. So give us the number. If they can text you, I guess, or call you or whatever.
Yes. So my cell number is 607-542-0316. And they can text, they can call either one.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the goals of your ministry. What is it you're setting out to do? You've resigned the church. You're no longer in the pastorate there. Yeah. You've joined a wonderful church up near Buffalo, New York, with my good friend, Dr. Bobby Dean, pastors. So now you're in a different setting. What are the goals of the ministry that you're setting out to do? And I know you guys live this 24/7. You really give your life to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would say, to try to boil it down to a few basic things, We love the church. We love, you know, it's the body of Christ. We want to go into churches and raise awareness about abuse. And again, a big part of that is I'm realizing how little I knew for most of my ministry. And so we want to go in and raise awareness, but we want to give biblical guidelines. The Bible has a lot to say about abuse, and we want to go in and give biblical guidelines to help the churches, to help believers, to help them respond well to both abuse and the issue of abuse, as well as to the abuse survivors.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually a ministry. It's a program. Now, I saw recently, Dale, and I don't remember how recently it was, I saw you spoke, for example, at Willow Creek Church. I believe that's the name of it, in Chicago, one of the largest churches in America. You did a seminar there. And so you are going around the country like this, doing this ministry. Faith tells her story. You give these principles. I know it's very helpful. Do you do this in smaller groups as well?
We do. We actually had a wonderful opportunity last year with a group of ladies out in Indiana. Most of them were survivors, and we were out there two different occasions. So Faith and I will go, whether it's a small group of survivors, you know, and the focus is hope and healing in Jesus Christ, or it's a church on a Sunday morning or a weekend conference. We're very flexible in terms of where we go. It's just wherever God gives us an open door.
Yeah. Now, Faith, you're available too to talk to women and listen to women and pray with women and help them with your story, correct?
I am. I've done a lot of research. I'm working on my coaching certification, and we aren't licensed counselors, but we're prayer warriors. We pray with people, and I share what has helped in my healing journey, and we share resources that might be helpful to those that are on their healing journey, and we encourage each other in prayer and in sharing resources, you know, that we've found helpful.
Yeah. Faith, I think what I'm saying is accurate. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I think most families, at least in their extended family somewhere, they have had to face this issue. Is that accurate?
I would say so. The statistics are 1 in 4 women have been sexually abused by the time that they're 18, and 1 in 6 boys. So with those statistics, in any family, there are bound to be victims, survivors.
Yeah.
A lot of times people talk about they just found out that their grandmother was a victim or their mother, but they never really talked about it growing up. So there, the chances are that you do have survivors in your family.
Mm-hmm. You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and we're having a conversation about a much-needed subject today with Dale and Faith Ingram, and they're talking to us about their ministry, where they're helping those who have been through the trauma of sexual abuse in their homes or in some relationship. We want to encourage you to get our book, The Beginning. It's the story of the early days of Christianity, and you can simply connect with us, if you would, at dinapadrone@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to get that book to you. It's a book that is having very good use right now. It talks about how our early days of Christians began. Now, Dale, you mentioned the fact that churches have a difficult time responding, and I think that's correct. I think most pastors, when they hear these kind of situations, probably are not equipped to do this, or they don't think they're equipped at least to deal with this. So what are some things the church can respond to, and how can you help the church?
Well, I think I use my own life as kind of an example. When I say that I was quite ignorant about the issue of abuse for most of my ministry, I knew a little bit about Faith's story, but it wasn't until 2006 when Faith's dad, he was 72 at the time, he actually molested one of Faith's nieces. And that's really the event that kind of woke us up. And that's when we began to, Faith was really educating herself, reading, and then she would share it with me. And it was shocking, but we went through a learning process about the issue of abuse. And I know that for a lot of pastors, a lot of Christians, because it's been a topic that's been like taboo, we don't talk about it. I think maybe there's a stigma, a shame associated with it. Maybe a sense in which some people may mistakenly feel like we shouldn't talk about that, we shouldn't focus on that. But there are so many oppressed abuse survivors who are hurting and grieving in secret silence. And we need to allow them to share their story, because that's the beginning of their healing process. So there, I think fear sometimes keeps pastors from addressing the issue, but I would encourage people, where it doesn't have to be our ministry, but I think we're one of the few ministries that really focused on going into churches and in a positive way, try to deal with a very difficult issue. We use biblical guidelines. And like I said earlier, God's word really has a lot to say about the issue of abuse.
Now, let's say for a moment that I'm a pastor. As you know, in Corinthians, there was a major issue in that church.
Yeah.
And so Paul kind of came like a dynamite after it and said, it's got to stop, and we got to deal with
yes.
it. Now, I'm a pastor. I'm a young pastor. I've got a situation. I'm coming to you for some help here. And I say to you, what do you recommend I do? Can you give us one or two thoughts there, one of you, that would help us, help me to understand, what am I supposed to do here?
So you look at the abuse situation, both as an egregious sin as well as a criminal act. Now, depending on if we're talking about the abuse of a minor, it's a criminal offense. If we're talking about sexual assault, even of adult, that's a criminal offense. Those things need to be reported to the law. Now, there's a bit of a mandate, depending on what state you're in. If it's abuse of a minor, that ongoing abuse, that needs to be reported to the law. So there's a legal aspect and there's the moral aspect. And I would encourage, you know, every pastor in every church, you always report abuse to the authorities and you let them do their investigation. That's not our job. We let them do it. I think Romans 13, the first five verses, is very clear that God expects us as believers to use government. Government's not perfect, but God set it there for a reason. And so the pastor, you report to the authorities. Now, as a church, once that's been done, as a church, we have to look at what do we do? How do we hold the offender accountable, which is one component to this? But then how do we minister to the victim and to the family of the victim? And what's really troubling, as well as kind of an interesting dilemma, what the church will often do, and I'm not saying this is wrong, but you go get the advice of an attorney. But the attorney's legal advice is going to be, in many cases, the opposite of what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible tells us to reach out to the oppressed and to help the afflicted and help lift their burden. And we, you know, Faith and I were just reading through some verses in Isaiah 58 talking about that. And the attorney is going to give you, you know, a legal opinion, which is often you don't contact the victim, you don't contact the victim's family, you do this, you don't do that. And so it's a bit of a quagmire. The church is going to have a dilemma, and it's scary. It's like, you know, you're entering something that maybe you've never done this before, and there's a lot of fear involved, but you've got to have faith. I mean, we have to rely on the Word of God, but we minister to the survivor and we hold the offender accountable. And if that, you know, they need to go to prison, they need to go to prison. Prison is not the worst thing. It's a horrible thing. But the most important thing for the offender is to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and come to a place of repentance. And sometimes that means going through, you know, facing the consequences of what they've done.
Yeah, now, when we talk about these kind of things, and here's a pastor out here perhaps with this dilemma, or this is a church leadership team talking about this, they can contact you and you can, I guess, come to see them, correct? Or you can call them.
Yes.
You and Faith can come and hold a seminar or whatever. So how do they get hold of you again to be able to do that?
So the best thing is call my cell phone, 607-542-0316, and they can call. They can send me a text. Our contact information is also on our website, speakingtruthandlove.org, and that gives some more information about our ministry as well.
Yeah, and so I would say to all of you out there listening, I'm not telling you anything that most of you don't know, but this is a major issue today. It is a major issue that Faith mentioned earlier is in a lot of families. I think you said 1 in 4 Faith, is that right? Women have been abused.
1 in 4 women.
Yeah, 1 in 4 women. And so it's, you know, extended families at least perhaps have had some of this. And I know as a Christian leader, pastor, as Dale knows as a Christian leader, pastor, that there's a lot of hurt that's out there because of this thing. And it's so good that you have felt call of God. And I know you go into this thing with great enthusiasm with what you're doing. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend, and we're so glad to have the Ingrams on with us today, speaking the truth in love, and it's a great title for what it is that they are doing. Now, Dale, you've written a book, so tell us about the book.
So I wrote a book called Tear Down This Wall of Silence, and it deals specifically with the issues of abuse and how that within the church, we have, in a sense, surrounded the abuse issues, even domestic violence, sexual abuse, and you mentioned the different types of abuse earlier, Dino, but we surround that with silence because we're afraid of what it might create. But the book is about tearing down the wall of silence that exists there and bring this out into the open. And by doing that, we're not shaming the name of Christ. What we're doing is dealing with something very sinful, very wrong, very evil. And we're trying to break the cycle of abuse, especially within the body of Christ. So the book has some of Faith's story in it, and it has a lot about the need to bring these things to the light of Scripture.
Yeah, and Dale, and now is the book done? Is it finished and published?
It is. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. You can find it on Walmart.com, Tear Down This Wall of Silence by Dale Ingram.
And do you have copies yourself?
I usually keep author copies, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want you to send me one, all right?
Okay.
I'm asking for a free one here, Dale. Is that? I got you. I got hundreds of people, thousands of people listening to you right now. So tell them again where they can get the book.
So Amazon.com is a great place to get it. If they like Barnes & Nobles, Barnes & Nobles is a good one, and you can get it from Walmart.com as well.
So Faith, tell us a little bit in your journey. What is the thing that, I mean, you seem to have a smile on your face, you seem to have victory. What is it? Could you give our listeners one thing that you would say that made the big difference?
My relationship with Christ has had the biggest impact on my healing journey. I accepted Christ when I was 5, and I thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit bore witness in my soul, even through the time of my abuse, that Jesus loved me and that I never lost sight of that fact. And God's word brings hope and healing too, as you read who you are in Christ and who God is. He is not a God of abuse. He's not an abusive God, but a loving God who cares for the oppressed and upholds those who are needy, and he provides the strength. So I would say that my relationship with Christ has been the biggest healing source.
Hmm. You know, what you said, who we are in Christ, is so vitally important. I'm finishing a book right now that's going to be published very shortly. In fact, it'll be out right now as soon as we... this week, perhaps, but it's on who we are in Christ from Ephesians 1. And when we learn that and see we're saints of God, we're called of God, we're chosen, we're accepted, we have a family that we can't get out of. We're in the family. And what a difference that mm-hmm. makes. Dale, we have like a minute left here for you. Could you just briefly tell us, the listeners who may not be in the family of God, how they can get in the family of God?
Wow. Yeah, that's so important. I mean, Jesus Christ, God the Son, came out of heaven almost 2,000 years ago and took to himself a human body and a human nature. And he died on a cross to pay for our sin. He rose again the third day. And what God asks us to do is to believe in him, put our faith and trust in the work he's already done on the cross, in salvation, eternal life, being a part of the family of God. It's not based on works. It's based on our faith and what Jesus Christ has already done. And then what's fascinating is in Ephesians 2 and 9, where it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But then the next verse says, in verse 10, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." So works are a part of the Christian life, but they're not what saves us. It's faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. It's wonderful to know. So, Dale, give us that phone number again.
It is 607-542-0316.
And if you want to know more about Speaking Truth and Love, give us the webpage again.
It is speakingtruthandlove.org.
Speakingtruthandlove.org. What a blessing to have both of you on today. Thanks so much for coming on. And with your schedule and my schedule, we've had a little difficult time getting this together, but I'm so glad we got it on. And I'm thrilled, really, with what you guys are doing. I love you and appreciate you and have the deepest respect for you in the ministry that you're doing. And we want many people listening in today to connect with you, because many have this need, and I will tell you that you won't find a finer couple in ministering to you about such a heavy need as this couple is. So they'll be a real blessing to your life. Don't forget to join us Monday through Friday to our Bible study as we go throughout the week. And then, of course, on the weekends, we have Life Change Weekend, and we have the stories, we have the testimonies, we have ministries that we're doing, reminding us of God is still at work in a mighty way in the world today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the Almighty God, and He's at work in our hearts and lives as we trust in Him. Have a blessed weekend.
Life Change Weekend is a listener-supported production of Dino Padron Ministries. To join with DPM's mission of helping individuals grow their faith, visit dinopadronministries.org. And don't miss Life Change Today, Dr. Padron's weekday Bible study. Check local listings for details.